After 107 years on the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean, the ruins of the RMS Titanic have begun to rapidly disintegrate thanks to rust-munching bacteria. A team of ocean explorers took the 12,000-foot descent to the wreck site for the first time in 14 years and found that part of the ship had evaporated or degraded considerably, raising questions about the ship's longevity. Michael Booth has spent a lifetime gathering knowledge and artefacts about the famous ship. He spoke to The Wire's Georgina McKay about the history of the Titanic and what the erosion means for its future.
We all knew it was going to basically erode away, but Robert Ballard looked at the original rust-proofing paint that's on the Titanic and he said it was just as though it had come out of the shipyard after, 70-odd years. So where it was painted, there was no rusticles. It was still perfect. His idea was to paint the rest of it so that it wouldn't erode. It would stay the way it would be for now so that in future people could still go and have a look.
Do you think its rapid erosion is mainly due to the bacteria?
Yeah, no, definitely the bacteria and the metals and everything at that. There's things like material, there's leather. Some timbers, they're still being basically preserved, whereas the metal, obviously, with the seawater and also the organisms that are down there are just eating it away. It's collapsed in. So where Captain Smith's bath was, that's completely gone now. That's just dropped inside the ship and all the officers' quarters as well. So that's what's going to happen further down the track.
Is there any way to preserve or resurrect what's left?
Only if Ballard decides to do that. And whether they've got the money and resources, nobody really knows. Obviously, it's just like a clear paint that goes over it. So they would turn it more or less into a museum, but on the 2.5 miles down. It's a long way down. I mean, if you look years and years ago, before they found it, we didn't have anything that would have gone that deep to even dream of seeing the Titanic. The pressure of the water is just unbelievable. And the walls of the submersibles are about 9 inches thick.
If that's the case, why didn't they resurrect it in the earlier days?
When Robert Ballard found it in 1985, he should have put a claim on it, like you would if you find gold. He didn't do that, and that then brought in all these other explorers to go down and then start taking things off it and so on for exhibitions. Back then, I think they were just happy to find it. They never show you around the base of the actual ship. And if you was to look there now, when they take something from the ship and they come down with chains, boulders, you name it, all that weight to get them down to the bottom, when they go back up, they leave all that behind. So the debris field is just full of boulders, iron, junk, basically, that's left it behind so they could get a nice plate or a bottle of wine or whatever else they bring up to the surface. It can never be brought up. I mean, we're just so lucky that they actually found it. Because let's face it, if they never found it, nobody would have taken any notice.
Do you think it's better that we let nature take its course?
It is a burial site, really. You might find a pair of trousers and a pair of shoes, but that's where the body would have been. But there's nothing inside it because they all implode. It is a grave site. And if it just naturally breaks down and disappears, well, that's nature.
Michael Booth, Titanic enthusiast and historian, speaking to The Wire's Georgina McKay.